Samoa, heat, heartbeats, and near disaster. I spent a week in Samoa, though the adventure really started a week earlier, back when I was still in Tonga. My most important mission at the time, making countless attempts to contact someone to make absolutely sure I'd have a room with air conditioning in Samoa. Given the humidity, I had the distinct feeling that without it, I'd simply melt away like a chocolate bar left in the sun. Shortly before my flight to Samoa, I finally got through to someone. The redeeming words, "Yes, you will have a room with air conditioning." I felt like the king of the tropics. And sure enough, the moment I arrived, it turned out to be an absolutely golden decision. The evenings and nights in my beautifully cool room were so pleasant that every time I stepped inside, I felt like I was climbing into a snow globe while the world outside steamed away like a sauna. During the days, I explored the island with tour groups. We took round trips, discovered new places, saw beautiful beaches and incredible landscapes. In short, I had a fantastic time. But by the end of the trip, I came within a hair's breadth of disaster. The last day, or the moment my heart stopped. On my final day, I treated myself to a trip to a neighboring island, an absolute dream. I got back in the afternoon, packed my backpack, and settled in comfortably on the bed. Out of pure habit, I picked up my flight ticket one more time, just to double-check exactly what time I'd be departing the next day. I looked at the time, 12:15. Noon, I thought. Easy. Then I looked again. And again. Suddenly my easy turned into a ho, and then into an ono. Suspicion crawled around in my head like a small, annoying ant. Could this possibly mean midnight? Not trusting the situation, I went to the front desk and asked the woman there. She, too, eyed the ticket skeptically, as if it were a puzzle from an escape room. Without hesitation, she called the airport. After a brief conversation, she turned back to me and said the sentence that froze me solid. "Your flight really does leave 15 minutes past midnight." I looked at the clock. 8 p.m. I still had to get to the airport. And soon. I had actually planned to take the group bus again, but of course that wasn't leaving until the next day. So there was nothing left to do but take a taxi, sacrificing my entire tipping budget in the process. Embarrassing, but there was no way around it. The woman called a taxi for me, I sprinted to my room, grabbed my backpack, thankfully already packed, and ran back. At 10 p.m., I sat in the taxi, frantically explaining to the driver how urgently I needed to get to the airport. The hellish ride, from snail's pace to Formula One. The taxi driver nodded amiably, started the engine, and pulled away as if he were heading out on a leisurely Sunday drive. In. Slow. Motion. I started to panic. Genuinely panic. In my head, I could hear dramatic movie music playing, while the driver apparently took an inner nap. And then, of course. He even stopped at a gas station to refuel. I was seriously close to grabbing the pump and doing it myself, that's how on edge I was. But after that, the man transformed. Suddenly he morphed from a laid-back island cruiser into Samoa's secret racing champion. He accelerated, the landscape blurred past, and I was fairly certain that every speed limit from that point on was purely a friendly suggestion. But we made it. 11:30 p.m. airport. Small airport, big luck. I braced myself for huge lines, stressful checks, chaos. Instead, nothing. A small airport, empty counters, friendly staff. I was checked in within minutes, and even security took about 5 seconds. In the waiting area, I learned that the plane had just landed and was still being refueled. I was so relieved that even the extra wait didn't bother me. In the end, I boarded completely at ease, as if nothing had ever happened. The journey home and the final chapter of the Odyssey. From Samoa, I continued on to Los Angeles. There, changing terminals turned chaotic again. The airport is roughly the size of a medium continent, and the staff were as strict as bouncers at a VIP club. But I made it to my connecting flight. I eventually landed in Germany without my luggage. So there I stood, I was home, but all my travel memories were drifting around somewhere between Samoa, LA, and my home airport. A few days later, my backpack finally arrived, pretty crumpled, but at least complete. And that's how my trip ended. I made it back as a person, on time. My luggage, however, arrived fashionably late.